831-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this terrific Tuesday, November 14th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by The Event. Text me the word event. I'll text you the flyer and the website tomorrow, 5 o'clock. As it stands right now, is the deadline to sign up for the Crash Course Training Workshop, Robert's Rules of Order, and the Michigan State Constitution. It's going to be Saturday, December 2nd. Doors are going to open at 9:30. Class will start at 10. We're going until 12:30. Bring your lunch, snacks, whatever. We'll have bottled water and frisky Honeycrisp apples. We are going to teach you everything that you need to know about Robert's Rules of Order. How should meetings run? How does the state legislature run? Committee meetings especially. They have all these committee assignments for various areas of our state government. County commissioners meetings, planning commission meetings, school board meetings, even your Republican or Democrat county meetings for your parties, even if you have a small organization, you want to run productive meetings, you put out an agenda. Agenda for the meeting should be out to your people within at least a minimum. Some municipalities even have a 72-hour notice that needs to go out with the agenda. Some put it out a week early. The reason why sometimes they don't go out until 3 days before is because it's a moving thing. The agenda is a thing. That thing is subject to change, additions, subtractions, movements, proposals need to be gotten, put together. Well, the proposal didn't come in, so take it off the agenda. We got the proposal, put it back on the agenda. But once it goes out, the agenda, the thing is established. This is going to be the meeting. Members of this organization, members of this board, members of this elected office, when we have the meeting, this is what we are going to be talking about. This is the order in which we're going to be talking about things. We're going to call the meeting to order. We're going to say Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to have a prayer. Whatever it is you're going to do, you put it in the agenda. Normally, first thing you do is approve the minutes from the last meeting. Secretary took notes. Well, you memorialize the meeting by your minutes. When you memorialize, they become a permanent record as to what you accomplished at your last meeting. Secretary usually reads her or his notice of minutes for the organization. The notice is read into the agenda, into the meeting. A motion is made to accept the minutes. Wait a minute, there was some changes. It was screwed up. There's some things wrong. Well, guess what? You have to then make a motion to amend the agenda. The agenda, the thing, was put out there. But now we're needing to change it. You have to amend it. You take a vote to amend the minutes. You take a vote to amend the meeting agenda. All that is done at the very beginning. Once you pass the minutes, maybe with or without any amendments or changes, you then proceed to the rest of the agenda. You have items on the agenda. Somebody has to make a motion. Somebody has to support the motion. Discussion, and then the chairman leads the group through a vote. You have old business that perhaps came up from other meetings. You have new business, things you haven't talked about before. You have proposals. Somebody has submitted a proposal to do work for us. All of this is done in a very parliamentarian process. Started back in the 18th century. Somebody from the military said, we need to have an orderly method to run meetings if they're going to be productive and successful. You're going to learn this entire process on Saturday, December 2nd. Jay's Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue in Gaylord, Michigan. Since many of you are going to be on the ballot next year, as am I, you need to learn this stuff. You need to understand how Robert's Rules of Order works, how every meeting operates. Once you get this training, actually, you would be qualified to be the chairman of the board. That's how important this training is. Anybody who is the chairman of the board and gets elected by the body to be that chairman, you'll be able to hold that chairman accountable on how he or she runs the meetings. You will be seen as kind of an expert when it comes to Robert's Rules of Order because you're getting a reference guide. It's laminated. It's got three holes punched into it that goes into a binder. You can have a Robert's Rule of Order binder with you at all times. The reference guide and the thin 55-page book that you're getting at this class. You're also going to get a full-blown, full-size, not a pocket one, a full-size copy of Michigan's state constitution. That constitution, folks, is every single elected official in the state of Michigan, whether it is a township supervisor, a clerk, a trustee, drain commissioner, county commissioner, county sheriff, state representative, state senator, it doesn't matter. When you get sworn in and take your oath of office, you put your hand on a Bible, raise your other hand, and swear to uphold and defend both the United States Constitution as well as the Michigan State Constitution. Do you think you need to read the 87 pages of the state constitution if you're going to take an oath to defend it and uphold it? Absolutely. So many of our elected officials have never even seen it, let alone read it. Well, guess what? You're going to have your very own copy of Michigan's state constitution. How many of you have one right now? Raise your hand. I got mine raised. Have you read it? Raise your hand if you've read it. Now, this, of course, applies to people who are not driving. Don't do this if you're driving. I got my hand raised. I read it back in 2010 when I ran for the state senate. You know who gave me my copy? State Senator Jason Allen, the sitting state senator. When he saw that I was running against his good friend, Howard Walker, Randy, we need to meet. The very first meeting, I met Jason Allen face-to-face with that geeky pair of glasses and that geeky bow tie and that nerdy, geeky smile of his, he shook my hand and he handed me a Michigan State Constitution. Sir, you filed papers to run to be a state senator in my district. You need to know what's in this document. It was amended in 1963. How was it amended in 1963? We went through a constitutional convention here in the state of Michigan in Lansing in the Capitol building. Our state constitution was changed. We went from a part-time legislature to a full-time legislature. I've told this story many times. Why? Because the sitting governor, George Romney, wanted to play golf on Oakland Hills Country Club in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He did not want to deal with bureaucratic agencies and departments. He wanted state representatives and state senators to be forced to deal with them for their constituents. So, after 126 years operating with a part-time legislature, we converted to a full-time legislature. State representatives, state senators at the time in 1963 were paid $3,000 a year. They usually gaveled in January. They spent a couple months passing a budget, passing a couple of bills, and then they ended the legislative session and went back home to their districts. This is the first time in 55 years that Lansing has ended their legislative session early before Thanksgiving. Well, Jay DeBoyer, a Republican from Clay, put up a proposal on Thursday, said, "My proposal respects reality and calls for Michigan to transition from a full-time legislature back to a part-time legislature." Why? Because the House and the Senate approved State Representative Abraham Ayesha's resolution number 10. What is HCR 10? We're going to talk about it on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Cause no matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. State Representative Abraham Aish, a Democrat from Hamtramck, introduced HCR, House Resolution 10, which sets today, November 14th, as the last official day of session for 2023. That means that barring a special session called by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the legislature will not return until January 10th. How would you like to have a job where you get paid $6,000 a month plus benefits, per diems, reimbursements for your travel, where you basically get 2 months off? You get the rest of November, all of December, and the first 9 days of January off. You don't have to go back to work until January 10th. You get to celebrate. Well, let me back up even further. Tomorrow, you get to be deer hunting. I haven't been deer hunting in years. After deer hunting, after you get that big doe, hopefully that's the mission this year. Take the does out, people. We need to kill the does. The bucks need to live, become more competitive for the females, grow stronger, bigger, start fighting. Competition will make bigger trophy bucks in Michigan. Get a doe license. Get out there and kill a doe. Well, then after you bag the doe, you field dress it, you take it to Ebel's and have it processed for $129, ground it up all into ground venison, add some pork to it, maybe get some venison sausages, jerky made. You go into Thanksgiving, and you celebrate a fantastic Thanksgiving. You get to go see Napoleon at the theater. Vicky and I are going to go see it on the IMAX theater down in Traverse City. I want to see it on the big, big, big screen with the fantastic sound system they have. Then you start your Christmas shopping. You're going to make yours easy this year. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the Trucker Andy promo code. Shop for everybody. Save at least 50%. Have it shipped to your house. Wrap it. Put it under the beds. Well, guess what? You then go into December. And we all, as Christians, celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Christmas Day. You get a beautiful Christmas with the family, and then you get to return the gifts that don't fit. And then you watch all the football games. And then comes New Year's Day, College Bowl games that week. You get to watch every football game, every single football game you could imagine, the playoffs heading in toward the Super Bowl. And you don't have to go back to work until January 10th. Wouldn't that be a great job? Well, guess what? All you got to do is run for state senate or state house representative. Even congressmen in Washington, D.C. follow the similar schedule. They're not there yet, but it's coming. It's close. Well, Democrats chose to adjourn early primarily because the Senate Republicans withheld immediate effect from the legislation that would move our presidential primary up to February 27th. By adjourning today, Tuesday, November 14th, the early adjournment allows the legislation to honor the 90-day requirement, giving the bill immediate effect in next February, this coming February, so they can hold the presidential primary on February 27th. Well, the Republican, Jay DeBoyer from Clay, said the timeline that this year's legislative session, combined with the low number of session days in previous years of the legislature, showcases the unnecessary nature of a full-time legislature in Lansing. He referenced research done by MERS News Service that of the 86 total House sessions that were held last year in 2022, only 54 of the 86, roughly about two-thirds, saw that they had enough members present for attendance and voting. Based on their quorum rules requirements, they did not have but only 54 sessions. 54 people. Less than 60 legislative sessions that they actually were able to have a quorum and vote. This was the lowest number of voting sessions since 1950. DeBoyer, House Joint Resolution K, calls for an amendment to the state constitution, making Michigan's legislature officially part-time. I'm going to get into the details in the next segment. But we're at the top of the hour news break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment.